DufferBet, proud sponsors of the Welsh Premier League. Welcome to DufferBet, WPL Radio.
Two teams, well, technically three if Llandad and Nogan pull off a 20-goal swing, will fight it off for the last space in the top six of the Welsh Premier League this weekend, and that's why we just can't wait till Saturday. We'll hear from Llandad knows Mark Williams. And we've got a bucket load of transfer news. Jordan Davis goes coast to coast and swaps Bangor for Brighton. What good news that is for the league, we'll be discussing that. My partner in crime, Mark Jonah Jones, has survived many a super Saturday. Jonah, I bet you're looking forward to this one because I bet it wasn't much fun being a manager in this situation, was it?
Well, they were exciting times, Mark, but nail-biting times, but they were always, you know, very anxious times. And that being a supporter of the league now and being involved, you know, on Scorio, it's just an exciting time, like you said. It is the weekend so far of the season, and there's plenty to play for.
Now, we haven't got as many clubs fighting for that last spot this season, but we do have two clubs. Like I say, unless Llandad and Nogan can pull off a 20-goal swing win, Cardiff Met are not involved. We'll talk about them later. But we've got two clubs, and Carmarthen are currently sitting in that sixth place, Jonah, as it stands. Quite simply, a draw will do for them. Do they play for a draw at Druids? I mean, I think that's a bit of a dangerous philosophy to have, bearing in mind how Druids play.
I would definitely say no, but knowing Mark Hazelwood as I do, he's a tactic man, he'll have a plan, he may go for the draw as long as he can. You know, he went to Cardiff Met the other week and it looked like they were in trouble at half-time and they changed their tactics well and they performed really well in the second half to give them this chance to go into the top six. So I think they are one of the clubs, and he's one of the managers, who's prepared to swap his tactics. So I wouldn't say going for the draw is out of his remit.
Now, you're saying on our podcast over Christmas, Hazelwood, that as long as they kept clean sheets in every game up until now, including this game, they'd be fine. We know he's got some great defenders when he got his full run back through injury, and we know he plays that way. But I don't know. I just think it's a bit of a danger, isn't it, playing against a Druids side who we know tested TNS for quite a while in that game, that we feel should be higher than their own position in the league?
Well, personally, you know, my point of view as a manager, like I said, my point was about Mark and Carmarthen. I wouldn't go for the draw. I'd think you just have to go for the win. The league being as it's been all season, anybody can beat anybody. So my tactics would be, personally, you have to set out for the win. The Druids, you know, they played magnificently against the champions elect in two games. And in one game, they were supposed to have, they had a 123 or 24 pass move, which I spoke to Hughie Griffiths about, and he's really pleased he's got them playing well. But it's one of those games, it's knife edge. It's what the 12 was set up to be. It was that come the split, it was supposed to be these type of games. And they're two great games, in, you know, Carmarthen. And a Druids is a great game to be at. You know, anyone can win that game. Don't forget, the top six, Hughie Griffiths will go into this game. Everybody mustn't think that it's all about Carmarthen and Mark Hazelwood. It's all about Hughie Griffiths getting points for the second part of the season. And he will look at this as his first game of the second half of the season, Hughie.
Well, it's win or bust for Llandad. No, they meet Rhyl, a side that they've not got great form against this season. Let's hear from Mark Williams from Llandad. No,
I mean, we lost in the Tet last year and we drew with a 0-0 on the opening day of the season. So, you know, we haven't managed to get one over on them this year. We did beat them last year, which was only 1-0 as well, and away at their place was 1-1. So we've always had tight affairs with Rhyl. Although they can't make the top six, I know they'll be, you know, feeling more confident after their 2-0 win at Ballas. So it'll be a good game, and you know, I think with it being a close derby as well, I think they do bring a few fans, and their lads certainly get up for it. There's been countless times after games where, you know, our management staff, our players, we're almost trying to see where we're at. We're looking at, oh, we dropped points there, you know, what went wrong. But it has been a tough season. Every team can beat anyone on their day, and I think it shows that. You know, a few weeks ago, you thought Carmarthen were out of the run of the top six, and they go and beat Cardiff Met 3-1. So I think that was the first game Cardiff lost at home. since September. So it does show that on a day anyone can win. It's like, you know, we went to Bale and we lost 3-0 last year. You know, we beat Bale 3-2. So it has been an up and down season for, you know, especially for us. I think there's games where we've dominated and not been able to be clinical enough to win the football matches. And, you know, if we don't make it on Saturday and we fall 3 or 4 points short, we certainly know where we've dropped them points. So there's areas we can improve, and I'm sure, you know, we'll be trying to do that as best we can towards the end of the season.
I actually think that might be the worst game of the two sides fighting for the sixth spot, because we know Real have beaten Llandudno at Llandudno this season. We know Real can turn up one day and beat people 3-0. We know they can lose 10-0. You don't want to be playing a topsy-turvy side like that when it matters, do you?
You don't, but 2 weeks ago, when he had Bangor City to play at home first, Alan Morgan, you would have taken going into the last game against Real, getting a win, giving you a chance of going into the top six. So, you know, they've had an indifferent, shall we say, an indifferent season so far with a few injuries, and Mark Williams, he's back in a goal-scoring mould. That's key to Llandudno if they're to succeed in the second half of the season. Whether they'll play top or bottom all depends on this Saturday, whether they can perform well against a real team who, as you said, Mark, can beat any team on the league, most probably TNS aside. They took TNS closer than anybody, didn't they? They got beat 2-1 by TNS in the last couple of minutes. So Real on their day could beat anybody. It's all about the last day scenario. Carmarthen, Llandudno, and as a manager, if I was the manager, I'd set out to win, definitely.
I think in that case they have to. We started talking at the beginning of the season on this podcast, are you saying that top six will be good for Alan Morgan. They have become the sort of Leicester of Welsh football, haven't they? Did very well last season, and it's not gone all the well for them this season. Do you think if they finish below top six, Llandudno have underperformed and leave themselves in a vulnerable position in a very difficult bottom six?
A very difficult bottom six, but there's time to answer critics. Like, you know, like you said, he may have a couple of critics now, but if he were to do come seventh and win seventh well and get into the playoffs and get to the playoff final, or to get to Europe through seventh spot, this is, again, it's about the format of the league. Seventh spot gives you a chance to get into Europe. So until the final ball of the season, I don't think you can judge any of these teams who are round about the sixth spot, because seventh gives you an escape into European football.
Do you think it's taken as read that Llandudno would be in that playoff position?
No, but that's why every game is important, because the bottom six, especially with Aberystwyth being in there, it's going to be so tight down the bottom six. Newtown are a club who I, you know, said all season I think they'll finish well. I still expect them to finish well with everybody being fit. The transfer window may have a thing or two to do about people's teams now, but everybody is set up for a gigantic last, not 10 games, 11 games.
Oh, there's the Jonah phone! It's the Jonah phone!
Because it starts this Saturday. That's Lloydie, by the way, winding you up. It wasn't me. That was a preset, anybody who's listening.
Yeah, Steve Lloyd's back pushing the buttons. I don't think that's anything to do with Steve Lloyd. We put up Alan Davabet have just said yes, it was 7-2 for it to happen within the first 17 minutes of the podcast. We're about 8 minutes into this podcast now, I think. 10 minutes into this
podcast. We're not allowed to bet. Stop mentioning it.
Somebody got 20-1 on that. Somebody got put some money on that. Jonah's phone making an appearance. I also hear that Jonah's phone is up for best podcast award at the Celtic Media Festival. Coming up soon, so that'll be a great award for Jonas Fodd. Anyway, let's get it back onto the odds, because we'll talk about those two games that matter in Super Saturday first. Of course, you can have your bet with Davabet. Do gamble responsibly. Go to davabet.com. First-time customers getting up to a £30 refund on that initial bet. And Kevin Druid's hosting Carmarthen. Druid's a 6-4 for the home win, 8-5 for the away win, and it's 23-10 for the draw. and Llandud now looking for a must win at home to Rhyl. The home win is 4-6. A Rhyl win is 15-4, and it's 13-5 for the draw. Jonah, I want to talk about two other clubs that have been there and thereabouts in our thoughts over the past 7 days. Aberystwyth, of course, we were sort of hoping they'd be in the mix for this top six Super Saturday as well, and it wasn't to be. They didn't win the game that mattered, and they find themselves in the bottom six.
Well, he shuffled his pack early last week, Bish, the manager, and he brought three signings in, and it was a game I think that Bish himself and his coaching team and players would have expected to win at home against the Druids, but it just goes to show how much the Druids have improved of late. And now they have to set out their stall and win as many games as they have and challenge whoever is going to be in seventh spot all the way. That, once again, that just gives you the ability, even though you're in the bottom six, of challenging for European football. ABBA, their first point is not to get anywhere near the bottom two. Not everybody now in this bottom six, we spoke about it a couple of weeks ago. Seventh is a bonus when you're in the bottom six. Getting anywhere near the bottom two is a must not for all these managers now. And ABBA simply mustn't get dragged into a relegation dogfight.
Indeed. I know this sounds really cruel, but I'm looking forward to the bottom six in the next few weeks more than I'm probably looking forward to the top six, to be honest with you, because I think the better games will be held there. Before I go on to talk about Cardiff Met, Jonah, I suppose the question I should have asked you, where are you off with the Scurry or satellite truck on Saturday?
Kevin Druids and Carmarthen. That's where it's happening. And obviously, I think they'll have extended highlights of the other game also.
You could have taken your pick of both of those games. I think they'll all be very exciting, but I'm sure that the coverage will be fantastic on Scorio. So, talking about Cardiff Met, Jonah, as I said, bar Llandud now winning by about a 20-goal swing, Cardiff Met are not in this fight for the sixth spot. They are very firmly above the line, and the Archers have certainly hit the target. See what I did there? Archers hit the target. For a top six, boom.
Spoke to Christian Edwards yesterday. Already, I've said, oh, it looks like you've gone in the top six, Chris. Well done. Jonah, I'm going to try and nick third spot. What a great attitude. That's the way to be as a manager. If you're going to go into this top six and settle for six and, you know, I'll rest so-and-so and I'll give somebody else a game, no way. There's 10 games to go. 30 points, 24 up to 30 points, you'll nick third place. That's the attitude you have.
I mean, wouldn't it be great on the year that Cardiff hosts the Champions League final for men and women that a Cardiff team carries on the European tradition next season?
Yeah, wouldn't it just?
I forgot to say as well, tickets are still available. I didn't mention this in the podcast last week. Tickets available for the Nathaniel Carr's Cup final coming up very soon between TNS and Barry Town United at Cardiff Met's ground in King Coyd. It'll be a fantastic feast of football down there. If you're a Barry Town United fan, get yourself on their Twitter because they're doing some sort of special deal where you can rock up at Jenner Park, have a nice slap-up meal in the exec boxes down there, then they'll coach you over to King Coyd in time for the game, and it's a half-decent price, if I recall. All the details are on the Twitter and the Barry Town United website, so if you're coming from the south and you want to make a day of it, just as opposed to rocking up at King Coyd, then absolutely have a look at that. Now, Jonah, there's lots of things happening in this league, and I hope at the end of this season, me and you are going to do an end of season podcast, which is really going to pat this league on the back in terms of its growth. Now, one of the things where there has been growth, I think, is Malcolm Allen talking about this on the Welsh Premier League website today about how the increase in 3G pitches this season, he believes, has actually made the football better.
I don't think there's any doubt about that, Mark. I think the players will tell you. I was involved when just before any 3G pitches as a manager, and you would have to sometimes pick a team to suit the pitches. Now everybody knows they're playing on wonderful playing surfaces. The ball definitely moves quicker. You have to be fitter. It has improved. Even a lot of the old boys used to play. You know, there was arguments before about yes and no. But I think it's becoming, with people like Malcolm Allen coming out now, I think it's becoming it's a 90% argument that now, definitely. It'll soon become 100% as well. You're going to have lush green surfaces, right, but they cost so much to prepare. There's even football league grounds. You still watch on Channel 5 on a Saturday evening and you see some of the football league grounds. They're terrible. and I'm going to mention a few local ones, but I won't mention any names, but you come to the Welsh Premier League now and most of the pitches are in pristine condition, and it's definitely improved the standard of football and enhanced footballers' chances to play at higher levels.
And interestingly, as we turn to transfer news, it could be argued that playing on 3G surfaces has helped raise awareness of a young man who played for Bangor recently, who has now flown the nest to the Seagulls. Jordan has gone off to Brighton and Hove Albion, and you have to say that's a bit of a coup, isn't it, Jonah, in terms of another player leaving the Welsh Premier League to ply their trade at one of the big leagues of English soccer.
Well, I just have to get in behalf of the podcast there. At the beginning of the season, we did mention that the Welsh Premier League could become a place for young professional footballers to show their skills, and the pitches being the way they are have helped, obviously, like you just say. We got TV coverage. The competition is getting better all the time, and I think we're just starting to show Jordan Davis could be the catalyst of a lot more players coming into this league, showing their ability and going to higher levels of football. And it also just enhances our league all the time. Davis's first performance when Andy Legg picked him at the beginning of the season on the live 90-minute programme on the telly, you could just see then, he was classed. I think they mentioned Bale-like comments in a couple of his moves. I know it was well over the top, but you could see the boy can play football, and the good surfaces, the good standard in the league has helped him move on, not to a bum club, by the way, to a club who are top of the Championship. Good luck to Jordan, and I know there's somebody sat next to me who has a lot more to say about it.
There is indeed. His name's Andrew Howard. He's head of competitions for the Football Association of Wales. Andrew, how are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Mark.
Well, this raises the profile a bit. I think the most pleasing thing for me, well, I'm obviously pleased for Jordan that he's got a great move. I'm a bit disappointed he's still not at Bangor for personal interest, obviously, and us not being able to watch him. But I suppose, you know, wearing your league officialdom hat on, one of the most pleasing things about this is he has caught the eye of a big English club, and therefore it seems the big English clubs are watching us.
Yeah, absolutely. I think first and foremost, it's fantastic for the boy himself. You know, he thoroughly deserves it. But there's so many good news stories out there that we can take. Jonah's already alluded to a lot of them, but he's Welsh is a fantastic thing as well. Because obviously we've had some good youngsters that play in the league that come from across the border. But Jordan, he's from Coedpoeth on the doorstep of the racecourse there. I think he's been with Wrexham since he was a teenager. He's come through their youth ranks. Wrexham have agreed for him to go out on loan this season to the start of the season to Bangor, which I think was a great move for the player. It's proved that. I think it was a good move by the club sending him on loan there, because as we've talked about and as Malcolm Allen has said in the on the website today, you know, the pitches in the Welsh Premier League now are very good. Obviously the 3G pitches, they give a much truer ball roll, it's easier to play. The game is very technical and tactical now in the Welsh Premier League, and that has all helped Jordan in the way he plays his football. And I think, you know, I think Malcolm also says that it's a much higher tempo and more exciting game in the Welsh Prem now. And I think the way that Jordan plays an attacking fullback, I think it suited his style of play, and that's obviously where he's been spotted playing very well on Scorio and in person at the matches in the Dafabet Welsh Premier League. So it's a fantastic story for Welsh football, for Wrexham Football Club, for Bangor City Football Club, and of course for the Dafabet Welsh Premier League. And hopefully his will be just the first of many stories in the future to come. And interestingly, I was talking to Oshan Roberts in the office today, the Wales assistant manager, you know, and he thinks, you know, it's a great transition for young kids to do, and he'd like to see more youngsters get first team experience in the Welsh Premier League. So fingers crossed there'll be scouts and there'll be clubs out there noticing this is a great pathway for youngsters to get their first experience of first team football.
And does he feel Jordan's senior team future?
Well, I think we're very fortunate at the moment in Wales, because we're quite blessed with left backs. You look at the first team, there's Neil Taylor and Ben Davis. And Jordan was actually on standby as a Bangor City player in the under-19 UEFA tournament we hosted in North Wales recently. And unfortunately, he didn't make the under-19 squad. He was being kept out, I think, at the time by Cole De Silva, who's of Chelsea Football Club. There's another lad at Cardiff City called Reece Abuezi, who's very highly rated. So left back's a very competitive position in Wales, which we're blessed with. But look, he's only a teenager. He's going to go and train full time now at a Championship club. Who knows? They could be a Premier League club in a few months' time. He's certainly going to get a good footballing education where he is where he's heading to now.
Well, thanks for your time, Andrew. Just one thing to say on a bit of hygiene point for the Welsh Cup. I understand that Llandudno have been reinstated. Could you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so it was a National Game Board of the FAW meeting yesterday in Cardiff, and we dealt with an alleged case of an ineligible player by Goitra Football Club in the JD Welsh Cup Round 3 game, which Goitra actually won 2-0 on the day. Unfortunately for Goitra in the competition, the case was proven and they played an ineligible player, which the club admitted to and held their hands up. And they, in accordance with the rules, they were withdrawn from the competition and Llandudno were reinstated.
And who do they play in the next round?
It'll be Llandudno away at Bangor City, so an old Alphabet Welsh Premier League clash. There's obviously another very big game 8 miles away on the same day, probably Carnarvon versus Real. So hopefully, working with the clubs, we'll try and be able to allow supporters to get to both games with a bit of luck. But we're speaking to both clubs because obviously it's a very very new breaking news yesterday afternoon with Llandudno being reinstated.
Well, thanks for that update on that, Andrew. And you're right, we are seeing players leave our Welsh Premier League, go on to higher things and greater things, and it all starts with us. Thanks very much for your time on that, Andrew. Right, let's move on, Jonah. We've got some transfer news. Lots happening at Aberystwyth Town. He really is shuffling the pack, isn't he? John Owen has joined from Llandudno. Healy signed from Holywell. Mullock, of course, has come across on permanent papers from TNS. And there's a boy from Merthyr who's joined them, Scotcher.
Yes, Elliot Scotcher from Merthyr, ex-Cardiff Met player, by the way. He played for Cardiff Met the last couple of seasons. Ex-Ipswich as well, Ipswich Town, so he's got great pedigree. And as you said, Bish has chucked the magic wand out there, and he's got three or four players in who he thinks will make the difference in the second half of the season. Very, very, very important that you know, if you bring three or four signings in with 10 games to go, this is not the English Premier League where you have competitions and 42 games to test players and squads. If you're bringing players in for the last 10 games, you want every player you bring in playing 8 out of 10 of them games at least. So they have to make an instant impact if they're going to be successful transfer dealings in the winter break or in the winter transfer system in the Welsh Premier.
And Kai Edwards has come back to the WPL, signing with the Nomads.
For me, personally, that's one of the... that's a big plus for the Daffabelt Welsh Premier League. Kai Edwards himself says it's brilliant to be back in the Daffabelt Welsh Premier League. You know, this is a class player. He's gone to Wrexham. He hasn't been a bit part player as Wrexham. He's played in over three quarters of the game since he's been there. You see, he's coming back into the Welsh Premier League. 24 starts, in fact, he made for Dean Keats at Wrexham. And so he's been a key player for him. But he's keen to come back in the Welsh Premier League and try and get European football with Connors Key. That tells me something. That's the first time in maybe a long time that a player has chosen to come to the Daffabelt Welsh Premier League when he's had the chance to stay full-time professional with somebody else. It really is a turning point. I keep banging on about how good this league's improving to be. And this, as a player, one of the main players over the last 5 or 6 seasons in this league, has chosen to come back to it. It is a big selling point for our league.
Has Andy Morrison got everybody he wants there now? I mean, he's got quite a few players sitting on the bench. I mean, obviously, Ruane came back from Kevin Druids off the loan recall, as well as that bench at Gap Connors Quay must be as wide as a B&Q warehouse.
Well, Andy Morrison, I think, means business. He believes he struggled with a small squad and injuries in the first half of the season. Ashley Ruane, in fact, has gone back to Kevin Druids, and I know Hughie Griffiths is delighted to get him back at Kevin Druids. So yeah, their squad is really enhanced now for the second half of the season. Pearson And Kearney, by the way, though, are out for the season with bad knee injuries, as you know, Mark, and they were two key centre-backs. So he's played the first half of the season almost without them. Edwards is a brilliant signing for him. He's well-respected in this league. He's a centre-half who can head the ball. He's an athlete. He can run. He's really pacey at the back. Great signing for Morrison. And I'm sure the managers around him would have all wanted him. And that might even include TNS.
And for real, they've got the old Bangor City player, Sean Edwards, joining them. What do you make of that?
Great player, Sean Edwards, great player. What a stalwart he's been to the league. I mean, he was the league's clubman of the year last season for all the performances he's given over the years for the Citizens. Always a thorn in team side. I can vouch for that. Sean, down that left-hand side, gets it, whips a ball in. He's a centre-forward's dream and a great free kick taker, especially from the right-hand side. Really arrows free kicks in. Still only 29. Plenty. He's had 228 appearances for the Citizens. He'll have plenty of football left in him. Don't count out Sean Edwards yet. And he could be a big signing for Niall McGuinness and the Lilywhites.
OK, arguably the following games this weekend are dead rubbers, but they'll be exciting nevertheless. I urge you to turn up. If you're not going to turn up, go to davabet.com and have a flutter. Aberystwyth Town playing Cardiff Met. Aber 11-10 for the home win. Cardiff Met 11-5 for the away win. 12-5 for the draw. What do you think about this game, Jonah?
Well, unbelievably, Mark, like I said to you, there simply are no dead rubbers because Aberystwyth got 11 games to go. Cardiff Met got 11 games to go. That's 33 points on offer for both of them. Every game is absolutely vital, even now, just because it's not, they're not in the hunt for 6th or 7th. I told you early on in the podcast that Cardiff Met and Christian Edwards are aiming for 3rd. Matt Bishop is aiming for as many points as he can claim now. There are absolutely no dead rubbers with a league as tight as this.
And your point there as well stands for Airbus, doesn't it? Because they need points. They're hosting Bangor. Airbus 7-2 for the home win. 4-6 for an away Bangor win. 11-4 for the draw. What do you think?
Well, word has it on the circuit that Airbus, there's no towel going in from Airbus, by the way, Mark. And I think you may see a few surprise signings this week. I spoke to a couple of people around at Airbus, and they're keen, desperately keen to stay in the Daffabet Welsh Premier League. Yes, they're in trouble. They got 12 points, 21 games played. They're 6 points or 7 points adrift of the relegation safety. But they will tell you as well, they got 30 points to play for. If they take 18 out of 30, 30 points will not go down. Oh, I've put my head on the block there.
That's on tape. That's on tape right there.
30 points will not go down. So Airbus are still in the game.
Well, let's see, shall we? I tell you what, this is a good game. Whatever time of the season it's played. Ballatown, Gap, Connors Quay. Evens for a Bala home win. 12-5 for the draw. And a Gap, Connors Quay away win. What do you think of those odds?
Well, I think it's exceedingly good odds for Gap, Connors Quay on the road with all the strength they got. But Bala's last performance, they were disappointed to get defeated. So it's game on. If Gap could win this, they could go 6 points clear with only 10 games to go. And in that, you include 2 games against TNS. So the way they're playing, it could almost become like an 8-game second part of the season. So vital game for both managers. We've said this right throughout the season, but this as a sign of like a mini cup final on this, seriously. Gap versus Bala just before the split starts. This is the end of the first period of games, and it's a must win for Bala. I think Gap would take a point. Colin might even take a point here because they're two really strong teams, but what a game in the last Saturday.
And the final game to look at, Newtown against the New Saints. Newtown a whopping 12-1 to capture a home win. 1-6 for the away win. 11-2 for the draw. What say you?
I say that the world record of wins is most probably making it worse now for teams playing against TNS in the Welsh Premier League. We know how professional they are. We know they love to win every game. They set out in detail to win every game, and they can be more professional in that aspect of looking at games. Playing against them, you just don't want them arriving at your ground wanting to keep that world record going. It just makes it harder and harder for teams to beat. At the beginning of the season, I said somebody will beat them. I still stand by what I said at the beginning. I'm not changing. Somebody in the last 10 will beat them, but I just don't see Newtown having enough in the in their tank to beat them this Saturday.
Fair enough. Some excellent games, even though they haven't got a top six or seven spot lying on them, and we'll be back to analyse them all next week. Say goodbye, Jonah.
Goodbye, Mark.
Sign up for your Duffer Bet account and support the WPL.